Good morning. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Isagro Results as of December 31st, 2014 conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask a question. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and CEO of Isagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm here with Ruggero Gambini, our CFO, and with Davide Grossi, our investor relations. As usual, I go through some selected pieces of information to help you catching the main points of what we are telling the market about what happened last year and where we stand vis-à-vis the objectives we stated, we indicated in our business plan, which was presented in April of last year. 11 months after our proposal to the market to give us credit for the future, once again, in spite of a performance in the previous five, six, in the previous number of years, I would say seven, 8 years, during which we had been not achieving the targets we had indicated. We have transparently recognized and declared that last year when we presented the business plan, and we explained the reasons which we realized were behind the not positive results. We are very grateful to the market, to the investors, to our shareholders, since what happened last May is the best evidence that we were given confidence, we were considered reliable because as the 100% of the capital stock offered was subscribed in 1 week. Okay. Including the relevant portion of the new category of shares, Azioni Sviluppo or Grosso Shares in the English translation. We feel very much committed to achieving this target. The first main comment we make is that 2014 confirms the validity and the achievability of these results. Why? Well, because in 2014 is the first full year of implementation of the revised, modified strategic guidelines, which were decided in 2012, started applying in 2013, and fully applied in 2014. Still not yielding, of course, the full results, because it takes some time, but clearly showing that the new direction is providing good results, and consequently can be recognized as the correct one for our company. What are the four aspects? We spell out four perspectives: a strategic one, a managerial operation one, a financial one, and the corporate governance, which has been simplified. We know that what are the reasons behind the results, and what are the reasons behind the expected good result. To make it very simple, it's twofold. One is how to extract value from our discoveries, because we have been constantly able to generate new molecules, new active ingredients. The big change is now that since 2012 we have initiated the co-development of the new molecules which we discover. Co-development. The first one is the very important fungicide belonging to a certain chemical class identified with the SDHI, how can I say, acronym, which we are developing with an American company, FMC. This is a big change, a very big change compared to the past. In the past, the products were developed alone, and now not any longer. This is yielding already important results in the speed of development. Of course, in not spending less, but putting the 50-50, the money, and the money put together means not only speeding up, but dramatically increasing the quality. Because our limited size, our small size, it is not only in terms of financial resources, but also in terms of organizational capacity. Even if there is a capability, but a capacity. And in any case, by definition also, capability cannot be at the level of the giants. Consequently, the co-development, we follow the right approach. In addition to the co-development, we also realize that within our dominion, in terms of development, within our area of freedom to develop the product commercially, instead of doing that by ourselves only, in addition to our own direct development, which will ultimately mean new formulations or ordinary activity, we also, not instead, also are negotiating with third parties the assignment of rights to develop by investment, with investments made by the third parties, to develop additional mixtures, formulations, putting together a product belonging to a third party with our product, generating different products. So limited cannibalization, but in any case accepting a certain level of cannibalization, but in this way creating the critical mass to properly, quickly and fully or at least very extensively exploiting the value of our money. This against a down payment, upfront payment at the instant zero, first of all to recover some money, secondly to have the guarantee of the interest, because you don't pay money and then you miss investing, otherwise it would be a bit stupid. Consequently, this policy, which we already have applied in two cases, in 13 with a Japanese company, in 14 with a nation Chinese, not, yeah, let me say, basically a nation company operating primarily in China. We have currently 11 contacts underway to negotiate licensing. This was our intention 1 year ago, but now it is not an intention, it is a fact. So, applying this, which is the single most important change, and investing in human resources, in initiatives to reinforce the commercial efforts with regard to the existing product, existing portfolio, by putting these two pieces together, we are working for the future through the licensing and the development, and for the present through the pushing of our product portfolio commercially. The result is that, and we can go directly, okay, this is clearly indicated on page 5 if you have our the document we circulated in front of you, but otherwise I just read the numbers. The revenues from the basic business, which means everything exception made the licensing, shows an increase of 11% versus last year, shows an increase of 14 million euro, which is a good step towards the objective of increasing in the 5 years period, 14-18, by about 75-80 million the sales turnover compared to 2013. So in the first year we achieved the first 14 million. Of course, all the actions underway will progressively generate benefit. So the first year was expected to generate less, but we have increased by generate less in terms of margin, but and generate 10% in terms of turnover from the basic business. So with 144 compared to 130, we have gone up by 10%. In terms of EBITDA, in fact, the improvement is more important. We have more than doubled the 2013 EBITDA, and we are above by 50% over the plan. This is mostly due to a better mix. But the meta mix is not luck, is the result of efforts prioritized on the most profitable products. It is also the result of a certain type of demand of the market. And the efforts which our partner Gorn has made in promoting some Isagro specialties. With regard to the licensing, we have instead achieved only 2 million versus 8 million in the plan. But we are more confident today, even more confident today, of achieving 13 in the 5 years compared to what could be our level of confidence 1 year ago, for the simple reason that what we were intending to do is today at an advanced stage. We today have 11 contracts underway. 1 year ago, we had one contract underway. Consequently, we do confirm the 13 million euro from licensing in the 5 year period. Even so, the first year is much lower than assumed. The difference is not contacts which have failed to generate. Is the time necessary for the counterparts who have signed the letter of intent or secrecy agreement or testing agreement to carry out the trials, field the trials, which sometimes require more time or started later. So it is a matter of time to arrive to conclusion. And I want this to be very clear. So it is absolutely a time component, not a problem. Of course, we have no guarantee that all the contracts will materialize in agreement, as we didn't have last year. But last year it was a logical plan. Today it is a plan in an advanced implementation stage. From a financial viewpoint, we have reached the bottom of 30 million euro, which compares with about 57 last year. And of course, if we go back to the starting point, which was the end of 2010, shows that in 4 years we have reduced the debt by 80%. This was implying some sacrifices in terms of assets. We have substantially reduced our presence at the distribution level by divesting Brazil, Argentina, and Italy. But we have never been primarily a distributor company. Our profile is a discoverer company, which brings the product to the market through national distributors. We have some presence, but it is not our core business. Okay, finally, as a main topic, we completed and we implemented what we declared to simplify the controlling structure. It's now very clear, very simplified. We have one party keeping the control as it was, but in the between, there is only a holding company with a minority partner, important but a minority partner. And to avoid any doubt, I would like to stress clearly that in full agreement with our partner, the partner simply does not have a role in managing Isagro. This is must be clear. Some people don't believe that. Some people speculate. Some people can think what they want, but the Italian authority, CONSOB, has confirmed in writing that all the agreements are fully in line with the concept of Isagro being a fully independent company controlled by family holding called the PM, and there is no decision, no action, nothing which implies a governance other than absolute. I stress it because I want our shareholders and our stakeholders to be told the truth and not to speculate on things which are totally incorrect. Let's go to the key numbers. I suggest to have a look at the page 11. So I mentioned the revenues. Of course, we try to help the reader by showing total revenues and the total revenues excluding licensing. And so I already mentioned the EBITDA excluding licensing, but if we include the license, EBITDA is lower than last year, because last year than 13, because in 13 we had 10 million licensing, and which of course played a very important role. If we go to the result before taxes, it is 0.9 14, 0.3 13, but if we take out the licensing again, so we focus the business, the basic business, the improvement is very, very important. We are not happy with the absolute figures, to avoid any misunderstanding. We are happy with the progress we have made towards our target of exceeding 200 million euro again, with an order of magnitude of 30 million euro in the EBITDA generated through the basic business at the end of the 5-year plan. So let's read this number as a step forward, and not certainly as a summary for which we are satisfied. I am not going to, with regard to the balance sheet, as I mentioned, the debt has gone down from 54 to 30. 30 million euro debt covers two-thirds of the net current assets, which means that the left to one-third is covered by the equity. The debt is one-third less than one-third of the equity. So financially, clearly, we are in a strong position. This is very important, because it was a primary objective to put ourselves in the position not to delay by one day the development of the two key projects, one of which is the fungicide I mentioned, the large spectrum, very important new product which will bring to the market together with the co-developer American company FMC, and also as a secondary importance, the fumigant which we have started selling to States, and which we shall work to develop on a worldwide basis. But the most important item is the new fungicide. Since when we offered to subscribe the capital increase, we explained that the money we were asking for were meant to be utilized not to repay debt, but to finance the overall R&D program, which in the 5 years was amounting to about 80 million euro, 60 million euro out of the 80 total investment projects, but 60 million euro. And I have to say that whilst last year we had an expenditure of 12 million, it was about 14 million. This year we have an expenditure of something more than 17 million. So we have increased the overall R&D. Now, the message is that we are co-financing this investment project partly through the cash flow generated from the operations, and partly utilizing the capital. Of course, this means, and we don't certainly hide it, that the cash flow from operations last year and also same this year, is not enough to generate the cash for the important development projects we want to finance. It is not enough, but we don't want to delay the development. Consequently, we utilize the capital increase. And as long as the financial debt increases, but only to finance current assets, we fully respect one of the five guidelines we have announced. The fifth one says financial debt only for working capital. We have about 16 million euro of equity financing working capital, so we can in full coherence with our commitments taken last year, we can utilize a piece of this 17 to fully cover the requirement to develop our very important project. This also means that we expect the financial debt to increase for this reason, plus of course the higher volume, the higher turnover will generate higher working capital, and this again will imply higher debt, but in a very safe and physiological level. Okay, looking at the operating companies, which is page 15, they all generate. Colombia is breaking even. Spain and USA marginal profit, and as in the past, Zagorezhia is showing a very positive result, close to 4 million net profit. But altogether, we are at 5 million euro as a profit contribution from the affiliated companies. And financially, these companies altogether show a surplus of 7 million euros. So we have a cash concentrated in Zagorezhia, altogether 7 million. Does it mean that the financial problem, the financial debt is concentrated in the holding company? Yes. Does it mean that the non-positive bottom line result is due to the holding? Yes, this is something which is very clear. It has been very clear in the past years. Financially, it is logical because it is the holding which invests most, covers the very, very large part of the investment. Economically, it is because our sales turnover have not recovered yet the level which determines and generates profit. But this is where we are going. And in 15 we expect to go back to profits. In 16 we expect to stop absorbing cash, so to be able to cover the financial requirement with the operations, with the cash flow from operations. So in summary, again, very happy for the progress, of course not happy yet for the bottom line result achieved. Good trend, picture not yet satisfactory. In terms of the future, we simply confirm what we put as our target in the 14-18 business plan. The first year of the 5 years are confirming the validity, is confirming the validity or objective. So that's the message we want to transfer. We don't want to develop new numbers, we don't want to develop new estimates, we want to answer with actual figures, and we confirm that we are confident of achieving what we declared last year. And these are the perspectives for this year, which imply a return to profit already in 2015. To close from my side, one comment regarding what's going on in the marketplace with our shares. I don't want to comment the absolute level of the two shares, particularly of the holding share, because by definition the market is correct. I'm only obliged to mention that as of now the value of the ordinary shares is below the equity value, we are convinced that the economic value of the company is higher than the equity value, while the market, for many reasons, including our underperformance in the past years, have are assigning a value which remains about two-thirds or 77% of the equity value. Okay. Every time we dismiss the something, we generated a gain, which is the best evidence that our fixed assets, tangible and intangible, are absolutely not overvalued. But that's only the only comment I make on the ordinary. The comment which I would like to make refers to the gross shares. We have tried to explain many times that from an economic standpoint they must be granted a higher value, because in case of dividends there is an extra dividend of 20%. Of course, if we assume zero dividend forever, then the value is the same, but never lower. If we look not at the dividend, but at the value of the share, you know that if the controlling party loses the control for any reason, which is the precondition for a compulsory offer to buy the shares, at that point, before any compulsory offer or any type of offer materializes, the gross shares have automatically already become ordinary. So ordinary, not similar to ordinary. Consequently, from an economic point of view, we cannot understand why the market recognizes a values these shares with around 20% discount. Of course, we know that some financial investors have, for internal rules, the obligation not to trade shares other than ordinary, different from ordinary. We understand it. But the rules are rules as long as they're not changed. And the logic says that our gross shares should be valued at least in line with ordinary, and in the presence of the dividend, more than the ordinary. We shall keep representing it because it is morally due, and then it's up to the investors to decide what they decided to do, but we have the obligation to represent the reality. Okay, thanks a lot, and very happy with my colleagues to answer your question. Sorry for my voice, which has gone down a lot during the day.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and 2. We kindly ask you to use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and 1 at this time. The first question is from Mark Webb of Argos. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for the information. I wonder whether you can give us a bit more colour on what sort of happened in the second half of the year. I mean, you've given us the first year figures, but you know, when we're on the full year figures, when we compare to the first half, you know, there's a pretty dramatic slowdown in sales growth. There's a loss at the EBIT level in the second half of the year. The net debt going up, so you've explained that a little bit. But can you just give us a bit of a feeling for what's happening? Admittedly, we can see there's been a big fall in the license revenues, and that's another question just to try and understand what's happening there. But, you know, even excluding the change in license revenues, your EBIT margin on your other business is only 1%. So can you just give us a feeling for what's gone wrong in the second half of the year, please?
Yes, with pleasure. I think that Ruggero Gambini will give provide the answer, but I'm here to, if necessary, to complement it.
Yes, thank you. As far as the second part of your question is concerned, meaning the licensing, I think that the President already introduced and addressed the issue. As far as the first part of your question is concerned, yes, you are right. Fourth quarter performed below last year, 2013. This is due to two reasons. The first one is a slowdown of our sales activity in Brazil in 2014 Q4 versus 2013 Q4, and this was already anticipated in the communications of the company starting from the presentation of the half-year results. And as a matter of fact, it was already fully reflected in our estimates for the 12-month period. This is the first component. The second component is represented by the timing of our investment plan for 2014. Because if you look at page... at page 14 of the presentation we circulated yesterday, we highlighted the fact that the P&L suffered for some 2 million euro of additional expenses, or better to say, R&D cost expensed at P&L. So on one side, we increased the total level of investments, and on the other side, we reflected this increase in the level of investments directly in the P&L. So without capitalizing, let me say, these additional investments. So these two reasons, which were reflected in our estimates, so something under our control, let me say, led to the final conclusions that you addressed.
Okay, so can you help us a little understand the factors that are going to affect profitability in 2015? On the one side, can you help us understand the likely impact of the rising dollar on your profitability, and any of the other factors that are forecastable for this year? In other words, one would hope that you would know in which direction your R&D spending is going to go in this year, and whether the R&D spending that you, the increase in R&D spending that you made last year, is that going to result in faster growth from the beginning of this year?
Okay, let me first comment on the impact of the euro dollar, which is an important component, which didn't play a role in 14. And in 15, this year, it will contribute positively to a limited extent for a very simple reason. Our governance rules covering, protecting the exchange rate with the dollar, to have it aligned as much as possible to the budget level. In other words, we have to comply with the rule of not taking a risk, not gambling with the exchange rate. Because of that, between December and January, December last year, January this year, we have covered at an average of 121, if I remember correctly, 121, the surplus, about two-thirds of the surplus of the balance of payment in dollars. By and large, we have a $30 million surplus. Since the dollar was strengthening, when it reached the 125, 180, on an average, we covered about two-thirds of the 30 at 121, I repeat, which, looking at what the situation is today, of course, you could comment, shame, we would have been much better off taking this advantage fully. The point is that if you decide to gamble, you can do like that. If you respect the internal rules which we have given to ourselves, you cannot do it. Still, one-third is not covered, and consequently, for that piece, we shall get benefit, because now we are waiting and seeing what happens. Now, this is with regard to the 2015 impact, which exists but is limited. For the future, if this remains the situation, certainly this will be important for us, because you appreciate that with about 30 million surplus in dollar, which is going to grow in the coming years. We have, for us, the strengthening of a dollar is very important, also because coupled, as you know very well, with the non-increase of the raw material. So basically we have a balance of the payment which remains as it is. Okay, that's one answer. With regard to there was a question regarding
2016.
But with regard to what?
Sorry, but just to recalibrate my question, the question is to try and understand the foreseeable factors that will affect 2015 sales and profits. In other words, covered, and in terms of R&D spend and any other factors that are already foreseeable.
Okay. R&D spending will be untouched, because, as I mentioned before, we are enthusiastic about our new fungicide. We have increasing evidence of the great value of it, so the level of investment in R&D will not be either increased or decreased. It is a constant element. with regard to the sales, the two, three important aspects are: one, the authorization, the registration, which we expect in California within the U.S. Registration we already got last year, but California has a special regulation mechanism. In other words, even though the EPA gives you the right to sell the product, you have to receive it also from each state, which we got for all countries, all states, including the difficult Florida, correct. Which Florida is one of the difficult places. Well, we got it, but we are still waiting from California. This is, a question mark. We are optimistic, but it has some relevance. The second one is Brazil. Brazil, we don't want to cry about drought, because drought happens in the world, but the drought in Brazil is certainly affecting not us, everybody, let's see how it will develop. These are the two single items where you can raise some, let me say, major risky situation. However, the dollar will help us. However, we are ahead with the basic business in terms of improvements in the capability of commercializing the existing products, and so putting together all in all, we are certainly confident in achieving the basic business with regard to the licensing, we have the target of achieving the left 11 million between 15 and 17, 18, but let me say that between 15 and 16 we should succeed in achieving the largest portion of these 11 million. So even this year we could have better results than expected. So the conclusion is that taking into account some risks, taking into account some pluses, we expect to end this year with a confirmation of the trend of increase in the sales, with a return to profit, which in 14 was not possible, a return to profit, but again an important step forward towards the two key goals of over 200 million sales turnover and around 30 million EBITDA. This is what I can tell you. We have no reason for not being confident in further increasing sales and going back to profit, and of course increasing the debt, but because of a higher working capital and the portion, which probably want to say how much it could be, something like 7-8 million euro of cash requirement taken out from equity or from the capital increase of last year to fully finance the R&D, I repeat, the portion not covered by the cash flow from operations. Did I answer your question or still no? Because
yeah, sorry, can I just ask lastly, I'm really quite lost in terms of what you're saying about licensing. What I understood is in 2014 that your licensing revenue was 2 million, down 80% versus 2000.
Yes.
Now you're saying to us that you're expecting only 13 million, 13 million.
No. not 1.3. No, 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 no.
1.3. 13.
Ah, 13, yes.
Yeah. Is that a total or a yearly?
No, a total. I am confirming.
Could you just explain to us what is your normative licensing revenues per year?
Okay. Listen, last year we had assumed 8 million in 14. We had assumed 3 million in 15. We had assumed 1 million in 16 and 1 million in 17 and 0 in 18. This was because of two contracts underway, okay, for which we assumed to finalize them in 14. One of the two was finalized for 2 million plus 3 million option to be exercised this year. The other 3 million were not materialized, not even as option in 14. But this if calendarization of this timing of the 13 million, of course, has not been respected for the first year. But what I'm telling you responsibly is that we have now 11 negotiations contacts underway, whilst last year there were two. These 11 is the result of the discussions developed last year. Why the timing is different? Because when you start talking with a third party about their paying new money and investing in a mixture with a product of theirs, you must give them, under secrecy, under testing agreement, under letter of intent, the right. You must give them the possibility of carrying out trials, field trials, with the crops they choose, in the countries they choose, with the mixtures they choose. And it requires time. We were wrongly optimistic about the timing for the first contract. But we are more optimistic than 1 year ago about the overall, which may well exceed 13 in the 5 years. Now, if you are asking me what is now our expectation, the answer which I give you is 4 this year, 3 in 16, or 3.5, I don't remember, and 1.5. Two and a half, and if I'm not wrong, one and a half. Exactly. It is 4, 3, 2.5, 1.5. But it is very likely that in the 2 years, 15-16, we achieve more than 7 million, because it depends on the times of a completion of trials underway. Some negotiation will not be finalized, other will be finalized. We leave the 13, we believe that at the end of the 5 years, we should have achieved more than 13. That's my best estimate. We say 4 this year, but it might be 5, maybe 6, maybe 2.5. But what is important is that the number of negotiations, contacts, stroke negotiations initiated is important, is large, and there is an increasing interest from our product. Because of why it is increasing the interest for the counterparts? Because the cost of the product is clearly competitive. Because the conditions for being ready are now clearly reassuring. So we know now much more than we knew last year. And finally, because of the efficacy on a number of trials or a number of crops is proven. So when today we talk to a third party for a license, by the way, this is totally in addition to our internal development of our formulations, which will go to the market in 21, 22. I'm only talking about these 5 years. Now we have a package much with higher value than 1 year ago. And this explains why some contracts have been developed in the last month. So they will take more time than originally assumed, but the degree of success is expected to be higher than it was originally. We say 13 because we don't want to be over-optimistic, or we don't want to be optimistic, but we feel very comfortable about the number. Did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star and 1. Mr. Vasile, there are no more questions registered at this time.
No, thanks a lot to the people who were kind enough to listen to us. Thank you very much. Bye.